Three ways to spice up your relationship. It's Anna and Raven. Every day this month, we call it January. Little things that you can do, not resolutions, small changes that'll make a difference in 2020. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. You could hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. Three ways to spice up your relationship. If anybody knows how to do this, it's you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time of year to kind of do a reset in your relationship as well as the rest of your life. And so, okay, three things. The first I would say is to give each other a 10-second kiss every day, twice a day. And I don't mean like, you know, I just mean like a kiss, a closed mouth kiss. But if you hug your partner and kiss them for 10 seconds, it really is a long time. Most of us just do a quick peck, if that. And yeah. You are creating a level of, you know, humor with your kids. They're all like, ew, gross. But it's a beautiful way to connect with each other. The second is to take a vacation, which is very different than a family trip. A vacation alone once a year. Studies show if you do that, even just once a year, even if it's a staycation at a hotel in town for 3 to 4 days.
Whoa.
That does more for your relationship than a weekly date night.
Wow.
And the final thing is to give your partner 5 genuine expressions of appreciation every single day, because most of us don't have that lens on. And if you're looking for things your partner is doing right, or even, you know, how great that shirt brings out the color of their eyes, or thank you for taking out the trash. I know you always do it, but I really appreciate not having to go out in the freezing cold and do it, or whatever else. But a genuine expression of appreciation, 5 of them a day.
Day?
Wow. I was going to say, it's a lot. Like, I mean, here's the thing. All right, Doc.
Are you guys kidding me? Is it a lot to say thank you in a genuine way 5 times in a day to your... to your life partner?
Listen, this the 10-second kiss, all right, is easy, right? You don't have to move.
No,
you're standing in one place,
Raven.
All right? 3 days in a bed at a hotel locally for your staycation, also pretty
but
doable.
But giving appreciation is too much work.
5 things in one day. I mean, how about 2?
All right, fine. Start with 2 and work your way up.
Right,
my guess is that will be like a quantum leap to your partner if 5 is a lot.
This has been so eye-opening for me. When I walk in the house, when he walks in later on in the evening,
right,
he always says, you didn't kiss me hello yet. And I'm like, all right. And I do exactly that. I give him
peck
the half peck, and I go about making the kids dinner, getting the bath ready.
No.
Right. I'm so
Anna,
bad.
You're bad.
You are bad.
And he is someone. He's telling you what he needs. I do the same thing. I'll be busy doing something when my husband comes home, and I'm just like, hi, from the other room.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned quickly that for him, me dropping what I'm doing for a second and coming and greeting him and letting him know that I'm happy to see him and that I care is like a major act of validation and love for him.
Right. You can't
and
just
so
leave it to the dogs.
You got to do that, too. No. Can't leave it to the dogs. They give plenty of kisses, but you have to give the 10-second kiss when you part in the morning and when you come back together in the evening. 10-second kiss.
We haven't been on a vacation alone in 10 years. I need to do that this year. No.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 years. It's 10, almost 11 years.
God, that's crazy.
Maybe more.
And not unusual, unfortunately.
All right. Always great advice. Dr. Laura Berman, if you want to check her out for yourself, you can listen tonight. And if you have a question, you can call her at 855-5-UNCOVER.